What do you call this?
This is The Vibe.
You've got The Vibe.
My favorite podcast.
It's the WCLT Vibe Podcast.
Thanks to Licking Knox Goodwill.
I'm Kelsey, and we're talking with Trina Thornton from Lancaster Parks and Rec. And coming up this week, we got Poppy's prediction. Who is Poppy, Trina? And tell us all about what is happening this week in Lancaster.
So most people are very familiar with Groundhog's Day and how a groundhog will predict the weather. Well, but not everywhere in the world, believe it or not, are there groundhogs that predict the weather. In fact, different communities pull out different animals to predict. So here in our Lancaster community, in our nature center at Alley Park, we have Poppy, who is a skunk, a striped skunk. Poppy will be downtown on this Friday, being that the second is on a weekend this year. Poppy will actually predict on Friday, the 31st. She will predict whether we will have 6 more weeks of long, undesirable winter. Of course, that's my opinion. Or whether she will have, we will have 6 weeks and then it'll be spring. Amen. So there will be, it'll be downtown and Lancaster at our gazebo, which is actually a bandstand is a park in Lancaster, and it'll be at 7:30 in the morning. It will be brief, so, you know, bundle up and come on out. We have a lovely runway that Poppy will run down and predict what the weather will be for us.
So what is the test for Poppy? We know Punxsutawney Phil is the shadow. We know that Benny the Bass eats the minnows in Buckeye Lake, but so how does the race work with Poppy?
Okay, so Poppy loves to eat, no doubt, like many of us do. But what we do is we have 2 food bowls, and they're exactly the same, and they are set at the end of the runway. And, of course, one side is for spring and one side is for winter. So whichever food bowl she goes to first is our prediction.
All right. So where can people vote on their Poppy prediction if they want to be part of the fun?
Fairfield Federal Bank downtown has some chips that they can toss in and take a vote on what Poppy will predict. You can also go to the Fairfield County District Library, main library near the downtown, or you can come to our community building at 632 West Fifth Avenue, and they also have some buckets for voting. And we'll be taking votes until Thursday, and then we'll tally all those up, and then we'll see if, you know, if people were to choose what they would choose. But, you know, Poppy has a nose for it, right?
Well, I guess we'll find out this Friday what Poppy says. Thank you again, Trina, for joining us. And don't miss out on all of the voting fun.
You've got The Vibe, powered by Licking Knox Goodwill. Listen for New Vibe, available wherever you download podcasts.